How photogenic is Kansas City? Where do the pros go in town to take those award-winning shots? Today, a conversation with three of Kansas City's best, just in time for autumn, which has to rank as one of the best times of the year to shoot this city. With us, Roy Inman took some of the most iconic Royals rally photos at Union Station. He did a book on Union Station's restoration and another on food. You can see his work at royinmanphotos.net. Always good to have you, Roy. Welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
Lance Nash is also with me here in the studio. He's with Hex FX Aerials. He's turned drone photography and video into a hobby. Lance, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
On the phone with us from Glacier National Park in Montana is Kevin Sink, who's been shooting Kansas City for years. He now specializes in nature art for healthcare. Kevin, good morning.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Well, you're camping in Glacier National Park right now. Are there still glaciers out there? Because I've been reading about the fact that maybe there aren't.
Well, if you want to see them, you might want to come soon. They're rapidly disappearing, but they are. There's some small ones way up high. Yeah.
I worked out there one summer, but during my college years, and that was a nice place to spend some time. Kevin, I'm envious you're out there.
Well, you can come carry my pack anytime, Steve.
Well, cities have their beauty, too. I'm wondering, how photogenic is Kansas City, Roy? What's your sense?
Beautiful city, actually. It just has so many historic landmarks, and we've added so many new buildings and features and activities to the city. It's just as vibrant all over. I mean, just almost anywhere you go, really, in the metro, you can find a good picture.
Lance Nash, you shoot a lot of drone photography. What's your sense of how photogenic this city is?
I don't see it getting much better.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to shoot something, I can find something to shoot pretty quickly.
There's always something out there.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, you shot Kansas City for years. How do you regard it?
Well, you know, Steve, I've traveled a lot, and I think people, if you've lived in Kansas City all your life, you maybe underestimate how beautiful it is. It's way up there. Of all the places I've been, it's spectacular.
Kevin, how do you avoid taking it for granted and overlooking angles and shots that might prove to be great photographs, but you might overlook them because you've been looking at it all your life?
Well, you know, I'd be interested to hear what the other guys say, but one thing that's kind of helpful is to give yourself an assignment. You know, it's like, well, okay, just photographing the city is a big undertaking. But, you know, today I'm going to go out and photograph my favorite three fountains. I think that helps you kind of narrow your focus and attention, and then you start really kind of discovering those things. Also, to pretend that maybe you're a tourist, because everybody goes to another, like Seattle or Atlanta or someplace as a tourist, and your eyes open up. But if you live someplace, you kind of have to pretend you're a tourist in that city.
Roy Inman, how do you tackle that challenge of looking at things anew here in town, things you've been looking at for so many years?
Yeah, it's a very, very valid question. And I'm not sure there is one answer. I would sure agree with what Kevin said. But also, I like to look at a given subject at different times of the day, different times of year. It's very difficult for me, frankly, to do a sunrise photo. But on those rare mornings when I can get my alarm set for 5 or 6 a.m. and go out and actually make some photos, it's a different world. And it's a different world at night. And so you look at the same building, same scene, different light, and it looks different.
Lance Nash, the whole point of drone photography is you're looking at the city from a new vantage point. How exciting is that for you?
It's pretty cool. It's honestly hard to take a bad picture from a drone when you're shooting this city.
Really?
There's always something in the picture somewhere that hasn't been seen that way before.
It's new angles all the time, right?
Right. When I see Roy's work, I'm pretty in awe of that because he shoots things that have been shot 100 times, but he puts his own spin on it and he makes it his, which I respect that a ton. Drone photography is still new, so you can pretty much shoot anything and make it look pretty decent.
Yeah. What kind of Kansas City iconic structure is more interesting from the air than it might be from the ground?
I really like the Waldo Water Tower. that one.
No kidding.
You can't see it from the ground. And before they redid it, it just had a really old kind of eerie feel to it. So that's one of my favorites. Roy's stomping ground, Union Station. That one's really hard to make look bad.
From the air you're talking
about.
Yeah,
from the air. In Kauffman's Center for the Performing Arts, like Roy was just saying, different times of the year, that sun is playing on that building differently. You can shoot it in the spring, and it's a total different color at 6 o'clock than it is in the fall.
That's interesting. We're talking with three terrific photographers about the best places to shoot photographs in Kansas City. I'm talking to Kevin Sink, Roy Inman, and Lance Nash. Roy, what's the key to making a great photograph in your estimation?
Ooh, boy, there's a large question.
Yeah. I'll give you 20 seconds.
Okay. Let's see. Well, I kind of like Kevin Sink's notion of suggesting that a person might assign himself or herself a particular area, very specific, like maybe not even Union Station itself, but one phase of Union Station, one part of Union Station, mm-hmm. particularly like that. And then, I always, of course, being a photojournalist and having a journalism background, I always look for what I call the visual thread, and there is a visual thread in a still photograph as well as video or film.
Mm-hmm.
And
meaning what?
A story.
Mm-hmm.
I take, for example, the famous photo that virtually everybody has seen of Joe Rosenthal's Marines raising a flag on Mount Suribachi in Iwo Jima. That tells a visual thread. It goes all the way back to, if you think about it, it represents Pearl Harbor. It represents Marines. It represents struggling against oppression. It represents just all kinds of things, all summed up in that one still photograph.
Hmm.
It's very, very dramatic. And looking for the story in the photo is what's important to me. The story in a photo can be as simple as storm clouds coming over Kansas City. That's part of the story. But if you can somehow relate it to a deeper element in the subject, it's more meaningful.
Kevin, how about you? Kevin Sink, what's the key to a great photograph?
Well, I really like what Roy is saying, and he's absolutely a master at that, creating a visual thread. I've never heard him describe it like that, but that's great, Roy. Stephen, all the years that I've been shooting, I've come up with something that may sound a little strange. It's there's something magic about the number three, and designers often place three items on a wall, or there's the rule of thirds, and when you break down the visual frame into threes.
Mm-hmm.
But I've taken it a step further. I call it my photographic Trinity rule, and you list all the things that go into making a painting or a photograph, and there's color, unusual light, there's interesting lines, there's dominant forms, unusual perspective. When you are setting up a picture, I always try and teach myself to, before I click the shutter, I pause for a second. And I ask myself, am I involving three of those compositional elements and doing it very well? The pictures that are just really going to knock people's socks off do three things really well. It's going to have good color. It's going to have an interesting perspective or flowing lines. But if it just has two of those, typically the image just falls kind of flat.
Hmm. Lance Nash, how about you? What's a great photograph in your estimation?
What's a great photograph? I guess you got to ask that to the person who's looking at it. For me, it's just, do I like it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, that's, if it's a great photograph, it's a great photograph. It's really hard for me to like my own work. I'm pretty critical. I see guys like Roy Inman, and his stuff's phenomenal. So to mm-hmm. even be sitting here next to this guy is just, you know, what's a great photograph? Me sitting next to Roy Inman in this studio. Okay, that's a great photograph. And I will be asking somebody to take that, if that's yeah. all right.
Oh, sure.
I did not pay Lance $20 to say that. Yeah. I will never pay Lance $20 to say that.
Well, no. Kevin Sink, you're in Glacier National Park right now. What's around you as you look around where you are?
Well, Lake McDonald is right in front, and there's the big Continental Divide Range on the Lake McDonald's about 11 miles long, and at the other end of that is the Going to the Sun Road that
yeah.
Goes up and over the park.
I know it
Continental
well.
Divide.
You used to be pretty sweet on the Country Club Plaza as a place for great shots, Kevin. Why?
Well, I like the storyline. Again, going back to what Roy was saying, you know, when J.C. Nichols developed that place, people called it Nichols Folly because it used to be a swamp. And he drained it, and he had this grand vision of not just, I'm sure he wanted to make some money, but he was very community-minded, and, you know, all the boulevards and the landscaping and the art, of course, the Seville-oriented architecture. He was really forward-thinking, and he wanted to build a place that was not just beautiful, but it also that was a service to people. And I don't know, I like that backstory of the plaza.
Roy, I mean, what are some of the places around town that are very high on your list as great places to take photographs?
Right. Well, of course, Union Station. I've been photographing there seriously since 1994. Plaza, Kevin Sink, you mentioned, and Kevin both mentioned. I love bridges. I did a calendar a couple of years ago on bridges of Kansas City. For most of us, bridges are just something to get you from point A to point B. We have some very amazing architecture in our bridges. The old ASB bridge, for instance, is a classic. It's almost one of a kind yeah. in the country. Those are some of the places I like. And of course,
how does the new Kit Bond Bridge going across the river rate for you?
Well, amazing. In fact, I'm working on doing a series of that right now. It's terrific addition to the bridge world of Kansas City, as it were, and it's spectacular. Night, daytime. I believe Lance did a terrific aerial series on that and looked great from the air.
Mm-hmm. Lance Nash, what do you point to for great places to go shoot a photograph in Kansas City?
I would probably be ending up at the stadiums.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I love shooting the stadiums just because...
From the air or from the ground?
From the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way the sun sets behind it and the way you can kind of put the city behind it. It's really hard finding the city in a photo with the stadiums. But once you get up to a certain point, you know, a certain height, then you can fit the city in there. So it would probably be the stadiums or anywhere downtown.
Just quickly, how tough was it to learn how to shoot photographs with a drone?
Any monkey can do it.
Can't really?
Yes, sir.
That easy?
Yes, sir.
Did you ever crash any?
Yes, sir.
Cost you some money, probably.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. We're getting the point of view here.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank Roy Inman, Lance Nash, and Kevin Sink for coming in today and talking about ways to shoot great photographs in Kansas City.